It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I am Shannon.
Welcome back, everybody. I already said that, but it's Tuesday and I already said that. So I'm sporadic today.
Yep. Yeah. That's where our brains are at.
Yeah. If you're not watching, I got bangs. So
yeah.
Tell me I look cute.
She looks cute. I love you with bangs.
Thanks. So many people say that, but then I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't know how to feel.
I mean, like, I feel like I get that. Yeah. I feel like bangs is like a roller coaster to be on.
It is. It's like you some have days, a good day.
Yeah. Some days you love them and then some days you're like, because I feel like they're the thing that you always just have to style.
Yeah, which is a pain. But I'm always styling my hair no matter what. So yeah, that helps.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually funny though, because it's like a cycle that I don't mean to do, but I always grow my bangs out for the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I have like long hair and they're like grown out, little face framing. And then I always cut them like around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I realized that when you posted on your Instagram, I went, she had bangs on her birthday last year.
Yeah.
And now she has bangs this year.
All black.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Ooh, I'm excited for this weekend.
I know. We already talked about it.
We did already talk. It hasn't happened yet. It would have happened by the time this comes out, but I just know it's going to be the best time ever.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I don't know what I'm being yet, though.
Ooh, I heard you got like 8 onesies to figure it out.
I did. I did indeed.
That's so real. But I think it's going to be hilarious. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, no, I actually got a dinosaur one in today that I really liked.
Ooh.
There's always one thing wrong with all of these things.
That's true. See, my pig, she ate the first go around.
Yeah, lucky.
I know.
Lucky.
I did get lucky.
I put this dinosaur onesie on. Love it.
Yeah.
It's freaking button up.
Ooh, wait, that's kind of cute. But it's kind of cute. Pain in the butt. Ah, my God.
So it's either I get the ease of the butt flap or I got to wear the button.
You know what? Target always has the best ones. If they have them in stock, which they rarely freaking do, Target's the best one.
I mean, besides when Halloween.
Me and Jackson, a few years ago, I think it was like during COVID, we went to go buy some onesies and we had to go to like 3 different Targets to find it.
I was going
to
say.
It's a pain in the butt. But yeah. There was always a good. But my actual birthday was last Wednesday, and I had such a jolly, lovely time. I wish you were there, dude, so badly. We went to South Hall, which is a new hotel, kind of like a freaking, I don't even know.
Like a spa resort?
It's like a resort, I would say. It's very like nature-based. It's very like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And me, my sisters, and then my best friend, Abby, who is in town for my birthday. I love her. She came in for the event. We got massages and they had like a steam pool. So we were just like laying in the pool, goofing off. The rain was like,
I know, it was honestly the perfect day for a spa because it was rainy.
Yep. Oh. I know. And then we steam roomed it. Then we hot sauned it. Oh, it was just the most relaxing thing ever. I know, dude. I know. I was thinking about you the whole time.
This is me. This is me at work.
This is me in the sauna. Shannon, I wish you were here.
Behind the scenes, I'm actually just like,
yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, you're the goat. She really picked up my slack this last week for my birthday because I've been out of it. I've also had my sister in town, which,
yeah,
so fun. But oh my God, I love that girl. You know when like you're around, yes, I love that girl. I love her. You know when you're around someone and they just like make you feel like a kid again?
Oh yeah.
Dude, she's my person. Your siblings can
definitely do that for sure.
For sure. She like brings out another side of me. Even Jackson's like, what's going on? What are you on right now? And I'm like we're doing freaking model walks down the hall. I'm like half drunk because it's my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Anyways, had the best time though. Love her and highly recommend the spa at South Hall. It ain't down.
Oh yeah, I want to go. Still have never been. Hear great things about it, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so just another time in my life I'll go.
We're planning another time just for you.
I know.
Just for you. But we had so much fun. And you know what? One thing that I love that Jackson does for my birthday. Mm-hmm. He always is like, well, what do you want? Like, you know, send me what you want for your birthday, whatever. And I send him a list and like, you know, he'll like pick and choose. But then he like just gives me freaking money. And he's like, go to the mall, spend every dime of this and like get what you want and then bring it home and I'll wrap it up. And I feel like that's not as romantic.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Well, it's nice. You get what you want.
Everything that I want. I get to go look around. I get to have a day, make a time out of it. Well, you get to go to
the mall. Like, yes. That's half the fun.
It's half the fun. I'm with my sister. I'm like, that to me is like the best present ever. before.
Yeah.
Because I get to go and like goof off and had a blast and got everything that I wanted. So it's less romantic. But I mean, I feel like a thoughtful gift giver is also very special. But I love when someone just gives me what I damn want.
There's pros and cons to both, I think.
Yeah.
Because a thoughtful gift giver is great. Yeah. And it makes you feel special and everything. But a lot of the times it's not exactly what you want. So sometimes you're just kind of disappointed.
I know.
Which like, sounds terrible, but
it
like,
means so much.
You're like, wow, this is so sweet. But like now I also have to go buy those shoes that I really wanted. I'm really banking on you getting them for me.
I know, right? And it's, I know. When you send it, you're like, well, this is what I want. And they're like, I'm going to do something very thoughtful. And you're like, shit.
They're like making a painting. Girl, it's like a hand painted portrait. And you're just like,
I hate to say that that was me, dude. Because, well, when I was with Rome, like when I had Rome at first, like I obviously had no money. So I would like, I don't want to be like, hey, give me money to go buy you presents, which he would. Mm-hmm. But I would also make very intricate albums, photo albums. Yeah. And I would like color them in and like put, it was like a whole
scrapbooker.
I was scrapbooking. And actually, I don't know if he like meant it, but he really, really loved that. And we still look at it.
Have you asked? Oh, well, if you still look at it, then he probably does really mean it.
Well, because like it was a time in our life when we were first dating without Rome. And so like I was like putting our favorite places to go, like our favorite things to do. I was like honestly, drawing like Chick-fil-A sign because I was like we would go there mini. Every single day. And it was special for sure.
Yeah, I think that honestly, like if I had the time and I do have the effort, but if I had the time and the effort to like print out pictures and scrapbook it, like I so would. I hate having, I mean, I love having photos on my phone, but then to like randomly look at sometimes, but
yeah,
I just think about one day I'm like, they're all gonna be lost.
Where are they gonna go?
And I iCloud's to go,
but I don't trust it.
I don't trust it either. I mean, I have everything on Dropbox, but even then it's like chaotic in there.
Yeah. I can't imagine your Dropbox.
It is it's chaos because it's work and then it's like, yeah. 2013 camera uploads.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't trust my phone a single bit. Love ya. But no, I don't. I mean, it is special though to like go back and look at it. And then Rome can like look at it too.
That's sweet.
So like thoughtful gifts can be so great. But like, give me a thoughtful gift and a good gift.
And a good gift. Yeah. Yes. Do both.
Do both. Obviously.
Yeah. No, you know what's crazy is, well, for my birthday, I still like to receive gifts, but like Christmas. I oddly have, now I don't want to say this because I know my mom listens to this and I still would love gifts for Christmas, but I oddly have slowly like grown out of asking for stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is such a weird realization. Mm-hmm. Like I still want stuff. Like I'll still be like, oh, I really want this. But like as I got older, I'm like, man, can you just like pay my rent?
Yo, dude, that is so real.
Like I'm like, yeah, I really want these shoes, but like, they're like $200, but I'm like, but if you want to like pay my mom's rent,
dude, that would be a present of a lifetime. I'm like, please,
I'd really get ahead.
Oh, bitch, this was the year that I'm off my mom's insurance, so now I'm like, now what?
Oh my god, yeah.
I don't think I have insurance today. So if I was in an emergency, yeah,
don't leave this house.
I'd be screwed.
Actually, don't leave this room. Don't walk down the stairs. Don't do anything,
dude. I'm stressed. How do I even do insurance?
I'll admit.
Right. You're still on your parents?
No, I'm not. But my mother figured it all out for me. Because I had no idea where I would even start.
I just know I'd call my mom and she'd be like, well, honey, I don't know. Yeah. Figure it on out.
That's going to be
like, okay.
That's going to be me as a mom. Yeah. I'm like, well, sweetie.
I'll hold your hand the whole way, but I don't know what I'm doing either.
We can call them together.
But like calling someone, I'm immediately stress. I don't want to get my own insurance. I hated getting my own car insurance. I have to pay my phone bill. This is ridiculous.
You gotta pay your phone bill.
Girl, I gotta pay it all. This is absolutely outrageous. I'm still a kid.
I know.
Who can figure this out for me?
I'm still on my parents' phone bill.
Dude.
The family plan. Once you get married, you get kicked off the phone bill.
Oh, ride that wave.
Oh, yeah.
Ride that wave, girl. Till it, I don't know.
I don't know. Till it simmers.
Till it tsunamis.
I used to for the longest time. I'd say honestly, probably until like this year. But even still, sometimes not. I would have to call my mom. Be like, hi, mom. I'm going to the dentist. What do I say when I get there? Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, okay, you walk in, you go, hi, I'm Shannon. I have an appointment at 10 a.m.
That's a great start.
I'm like, the way my social anxiety, when I had like doctor's appointments and stuff, I'd be like, what do I say? Or like if I had to call someone to like make an appointment, I'm like, what do I say? And she goes, you just say, hi, looking to make an appointment. And I'm like,
no, it's so stressful. Like adulting has never been more stressful. I think that me being off my mom's insurance is like, oh, hit me like a ton of bricks.
It's real.
And
that's a whole different world too, to look into, where you're just like, I don't know what's the right.
Yeah.
It's also so expensive.
It's so expensive. And it's like, I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I like for a little bit, I did Rome's insurance, it, like just like figured out the behind of the scenes.
Oh, you're
way ahead of me. I figured out that it was expired for like 4 months. And I was like, nobody told me.
Who's supposed to contact me about this?
Somebody should have called me. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. Like when I got kicked off my parents' insurance, I don't think we're in the same boat. We're
right.
Both like freelance contract employee type vibes. So
right.
We don't get insurance packaged in like some people do. And
I love that for us.
I love it for us too. And I didn't realize it until like I got off my parents' insurance and I was like, wait, I thought it was like $15 a month. And my mom's like, no, when you have a salary paying job with benefits, it can be like that. But for you, it's not. You got to pay the full package.
And it's like, of course we chose this life.
Life, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's like freelance, sure.
We couldn't just do an office job and make our lives a little bit easier. We had to make it hard, especially for tax season.
Dude, taxes are hard.
I'm over it.
Look, I'll also admit it, because I know my mom's listening. I'm going to say that 100 times, because I don't do my taxes.
Oh, and it's the truth.
It's the truth. My mom does my taxes because I'm just a baby.
I love you, Karen. I love you. You are who I aspire to be.
She is, when it's you don't really realize that mm-hmm. not everyone's mom does that.
Mm-mm.
Until you start talking about it and you're like, oh, my mom does my taxes.
Yeah, absolutely not, girl.
She advises me like what to do and everything, but
Yeah, you're the goat, for real.
She's the goat.
Yeah, I mean, I luckily can pay somebody to do my taxes.
I was gonna say, it's either that or I gotta pay someone.
No, because I mean, the first time I looked at it and I was like, yeah,
No, too confusing.
That's not gonna do for me today on this happy April 15th.
Worth the money.
It is worth every penny. It's worth every penny. But, you know, and now I've got to figure it out. So that's good. But it's like, every freaking day, it's another thing, then another thing, then another thing. And then I'm on E and I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna stay home. I'm just gonna stay home for the rest of my life. Sorry. I'm trying not to cuss as much on here. I'm chilling out. I'm just gonna stay home for the rest of my daggum life. And I'm gonna grow my own plants and nobody talk to me.
So happy birthday to Shay.
So it's my birthday, just turned 26. Closer to 30 now, so that's exciting.
Closer to 30.
You know what? I was really reminiscing on my 25th year, because I was like, dude, you know when you hit a milestone year?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you just know when you're older, you're like, oh, when I was 25. You don't say like, when I was 26 and a half, like, you know, you always say like 25. So I was really like, I really had a great year. Mm-hmm. And I think we both had a great year.
I know.
We both had a great year, because I'm like, that's the year that me and Shannon just really
hit it off.
Yeah, we became sisters in
that
life.
One night at L.A. Jackson.
Oh my God. I'll never forget.
That is the only reason probably I still love that bar.
Right. Because of the mims. One bartender that gives me a ton of cucumbers on my drink.
We love him.
I go there for you.
We go there for you. Because you are literally the best.
The best. But also the mims.
Yeah, because that was literally, I remember that night so vividly when we just like looked at each other and we're like, we got to break this wall. What are we doing?
Can we just like have a real conversation? Because we really were like beating around the bush for so long. But we looked at each other and we were like, I know that I'd love you
so deeply.
I was
like, I love you, but I'm like, don't hate me if I say the wrong thing.
I know, and I hate that.
And I was like, I don't want to embarrass myself in front of you.
And then we continuously say the wrong thing.
And now I continuously embarrass myself in front of you.
Right. It's the best thing ever. And I'm like, oh, that's what friendship is. But also another.
That was so sweet.
Sorry, I rolled right past that. That's what friendship is. So
L.A. Jackson and breaking that barrier.
But another memory that I have at L.A. Jackson was me and Jackson, my boyfriend, going there and being like, we would always just like drink until 2 a.m., like till the freaking lights came on. But we would sit at a table and just chat about. And one conversation I remember is like, we'd be like, oh, my God, like, are we going to have like little Jixons and little Shays running around? Like, that's so crazy. I remember that so vividly. We always called them little Jixons and little Shays. And I'm like, now we have
that's crazy.
A little Jixon. And I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. It's so nostalgic. And it has a long line now, but I will still go to LA Jackson.
Yeah. So. I think we'll both sit here and be like, I hate LA Jackson. I hate the line. I hate everything about it. And then we will continue to go there.
Oh, yeah. And then we're out and we're like, well, I guess we should hit it up.
Where else are we going to go?
Where else are we going to go?
You said your first concert was Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I got served this because you said that, but I was on TikTok and Cooper Koch, I think that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. He played one of the Menendez brothers, Eric Menendez. He was in Hannah Montana's music video.
Which one?
Ordinary Girl.
I'm just an ordinary girl. Oh my God, that's one of the good ones.
Yeah, super cute.
Wow. Oh my gosh, wait. That's the one everyone was obsessed with.
He's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
So it started what is it called? Circling back on my TikTok and I'm like watching it. It's so obvious he's gay, but he's so cute. I was so obsessed with him. He had the Justin Bieber cut.
That had a chokehold on us 12-year-olds so much.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty crazy. I saw that and I was just like, what?
Yeah. You know what though? Crazy, crazy thing. I think I sent it to you on Instagram. Miley Cyrus put on her story a new movie coming out with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, that's what I almost said to you. I was like, wait. Well, first I was sold. Pamela Anderson, I said, sold, I want to see it.
Sold.
And then so I started excited. Watching the whole trailer and I said, is this Miley Cyrus singing?
Yes.
I was like, yes.
Yes. And like, that means a new Miley song.
Yes.
First of all. And then it also means that this, like, I think it's called The Last Show or something like that. And I'm
like, Last Show Girl.
The Last Show Girl. Oh my God. I cannot wait for this. She looks phenomenal.
It's giving burlesque.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. I can't wait. I think she's so good. And it's like funny because like, I don't know. When I think of her, it's like she can only play really like one character. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, she's probably going to play that same character. But Slay.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen her in something in a long time.
Very long time.
So.
Yeah. You know that she's with that guy. Did you ever see the movie Taken?
Yeah. The one. Yeah.
That dad. She's with him.
Wait, what?
Isn't that crazy?
They're dating?
Yeah, I think so.
Doesn't she live over in like a remote?
Yeah, in Canada.
In a remote Canada. Really?
Yeah.
Oh wait, she is Canadian.
Yeah,
I always forget that.
I know,
she was discovered at a Canadian baseball game.
I constantly go to a game and I'm like,
dead ass,
put me on the screen and discover me.
If you are a girl and you don't go to a game and have Pamela Anderson in your mind, I go to a Nashville Predators game and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'm looking my absolute best.
I'm like about to get scouted.
Right. Right. They're going to look at me and be like, oh, cameras to her. Go, cameras to her instead of the game. Like, what am I thinking? First of all. But second of all, like, please just like put me on that screen.
Yeah. I mean, you do have the Pamela Anderson look. So
I am obsessed with her. So thank you. You're really obsessed with her. I look at that clip when she's on the camera of the thing and I'm just like, I could so do that.
I'm next.
Yeah. So speaking of what we're watching lately, our movie of the week was an emotional one. It was a tough one. It was a really good one. And it was We Live in Time with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. And this movie is about, I guess it would be like a casual hookup that turned into like a love story. And yes, Florence Pugh gets sick. And I guess that I don't want to spoil anything yet. So this is your warning. We're going to be giving spoilers for this movie. So if you don't want to hear that, go ahead and skip. But this is like a love story and she gets cancer and it was really, really emotional.
Yeah. It's like watching it, which I think a lot of people while they're watching this, it obviously called We Live in Time. So it's going through time and like different time periods.
Yeah.
And it's just like a beautiful thing to watch, like life.
It
like
was.
Really like life evolve and like you go back in time and you go forward in time and it was just like watching two people fall in love. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just a beautiful thing and I think it's super like relatable.
It was
in a way.
It
hopefully
wasn't
not
like
too relatable.
it wasn't like glorifying anything. It was very much just like normal life and just a really like relatable sad story. And I think that's why it hit so many people.
Yeah.
Because it was so relatable. But it started out with like Andrew Garfield got a divorce and then he got ran
over. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He got ran over.
I will say I love this movie was super sad. Like yeah. super, super sad. But the comedic relief in it was killing me.
I loved it. And you know what? I have a crush on Andrew Garfield. Every role he plays, I am obsessed with him.
He played a great, like, quirky, like, uncomfortable dude. Yes, but you can still love him. But I would say, like, I mean, I love Andrew Garfield and, like, Spider-Man and everything like that. But the, what is it, chicken shop date with Amelia, the YouTuber girl who, like, takes people on dates, famous people on dates. He was on that. I fell in love with him.
Really? Wow.
My God. Like the way he's flirting with her and like, we could do all of this. Like we can go on a date without all of this. And I'm just like,
I didn't watch it, but
oh my God, it gives me butterflies watching it. I'm like,
I did like see a small clip of it. And then I saw everyone in the comments, like just get married already. Oh like my God,
they need to date.
They would be a dynamic couple.
Oh,
you know, she's been doing that podcast for 10 years.
Isn't it insane? I heard her talking about an interview that people now ask to go on her podcast. Versus her asking people, which is crazy.
It gives me a boost of confidence with this, which we need to start having
Andrew
guests.
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, if you want to come hang, let us know. But he really was phenomenal in this film. And so was Florence. Like, she really, I mean, here's my thing, though.
What?
So here, I will say a few downsides to this film.
Okay.
First of all, there was just unnecessary nudity.
Okay, I think I said this in the movie theater. I said, why is Florence Pugh always naked? Wasn't she in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
And she was naked half that movie too.
Yes, but it's like almost like because someone says like, oh yeah, I'm fine, like, being naked, they're like, they take full advantage of it. But it didn't really seem necessary. To my point, Game of Thrones, her Daenerys Targaryen stepping into the fire and then coming out, that was like she had to be naked because she stepped into fire, like that had a message, you know, there was a reason and a meaning behind that nudity.
I've never seen it so
yeah, the unburnt mother of dragons, if you will.
Oh, I'm over here like, yeah, her clothes burned off.
Yes,
no,
but she
no duh, she's naked.
But that's what I'm saying, like there was like meaning behind that. I mean, obviously Game of Thrones had a ton of nudity, but I'm saying like a few scenes that would help my point get across.
Yeah.
But I felt like this was just unnecessary.
Yeah, no, I can see that. There, I feel like this is a current topic lately.
Yeah.
Is that people are saying that there's a lot of nudity in movies that is very unnecessary. Like we get the point.
We understand that they're having sex without you guys being fully naked for, you know, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so you know what it was, is like I think it was like the first scene where she was naked and there was just like the camera had to be, here's her nipple, the camera had to be like right here,
right there.
I was like, oh my God.
I know, it's just, and I'm like, it's so excessive. And I was like, okay, sure. Another thing that I had with this movie, another quarrel, if you will.
Okay.
Is that, so at first she didn't want to have kids and he really wanted to have kids.
I was going to bring this point up.
So she had ovarian cancer in their relationship early on and she had options. So she was like, well, they can cut out my ovaries and uterus, or they just keep one and hopefully I can have kids, or they take it all. Mm-hmm. Her chances of not getting cancer if they took it all were like obviously none, because she wouldn't have ovaries to have cancer in. And she decided to keep one and she had kids, and that decision ultimately cost her life.
Yeah, that part made me cry, actually.
That was really sad.
That conversation that they had where he was sitting there and she's like, you know, telling him her options, and she looks at him and she was like, you know, I didn't want to have kids, but basically saying like, you made me want to potentially think about having kids. I think I was crying and I literally looked over at you and you're like, I'm like, good, okay, we're both crying. Cause I was like, that was a really like,
it was deep. It was emotional. And like the only thing with that, I don't have a quarrel with it, I guess, but I was just like, damn it. Like I just,
well, it's one of those things. It's she could have lived.
Yeah.
Or like it's like there's no right answer.
Exactly.
Because like he would say, hey, remove your entire uterus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ovaries.
Yeah. And I'll have you for the rest of my life, but we'll never have kids. And that's something I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Or you can give me a kid and I might lose you one day.
That was so it was so sad. And I was like, I was like, oh, if only you knew, like, I don't know. It was really sad for me because I was like, she really like made that decision and that, you know, they had a beautiful kid and it was a beautiful story, but I was just like, if only she just got rid of him.
Well, it's just it's also crazy because I feel like that is a conversation, not the cancer part, but a conversation that people have is whether they want kids or they don't want kids. Mm-hmm. And people have that problem where yeah. someone doesn't want to have kids and someone does. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting watching this. I mean, and ultimately the cancer part probably made her kind of reconsider potentially having a kid. Mm-hmm. But it's just very, I don't know. It's just it's a very real conversation.
It was like their conversations and their arguments were like so real, but they also argued about that, like having kids.
Yes. Initially before they found out she had cancer.
Yes. And I was like feeling a little bit weird because I was like, well, did he feel it? Like, did he pressure her into kids? Cause he was like, well, I want to have kids. And she was like, you know, mm-hmm. and then he left. And I was like, they didn't really elaborate on that conversation of deciding to get back together and have kids, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they didn't really elaborate on that. Like, he came in and was like, I love you, and like, I wasn't looking at what was right in front of me, whatever, but they didn't really elaborate more on that conversation.
That's a tough conversation because like, you can still, like, for that exact scenario, he still obviously loves her,
yeah,
but like, you have to make the decision for yourself if like, you're okay with sacrificing what you might want for someone. Mm-hmm. Which ultimately she did,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, she did.
She sacrificed herself.
I know. Isn't that sad?
It's really sad.
It was so sad. I really, like, I struggled with that because, I mean, but I loved also that she was like, you know, she was like making her mark.
That whole scene where she basically, you know, he finds out that she's trying to be a part of this like cooking competition and everything. And she finally like breaks and is like, I don't want to just be my daughter's mom, like I want her to look back on something. I literally was just like, oh yeah. I like, how can you be Andrew Garfield in that scenario and be like, no,
right?
And he was so heartbroken,
right?
Oh my god, throwing away the save the dates.
Oh my god, it was really tough. But at the same time, I was like, kudos to her, because I struggled when I had Rome. Like, I had like an identity crisis. I was struggling so hard. I was like, I love being a mom, but like, is that it? Is that all to me? Yeah,
and she didn't want that.
Yeah, and I felt that really intensely because I remember the whole reason I started social media was to find an identity and to find what I loved and to keep doing what I loved, which was hair, because I stopped working at my salon and all that. And I was like, that really resonated with me because I genuinely didn't feel like I was enough or like I was fulfilling what I wanted to. And I was kind of staying stagnant because, you know, I was a mom. And I was like, I don't know why I came to that realization, but I was like, I can be more than this. And it was the best decision because I love being busy. I love having things to do. I love having, you know, I love figuring out, getting creative and mm-hmm. what we do together.
I mean, I don't even have a kid and I'm like,
right. You're like, yeah,
I need something.
Yeah, I need something to make me feel like I'm
your own person.
Yeah, my own person and putting, like, you know, getting creative and still like challenging myself, you yeah. know. So that's not to say that being a mom is not enough. That is more than enough. Trust me, it is the hardest job ever and it's so fulfilling and it's so beautiful. But at the same time, for me personally, I love having my own identity as yeah, well.
Yeah, I think that it's a good and healthy thing to be a mom.
Yeah.
But then also to still be Shay.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny? Because I feel like when we first met, you
were I always forgot he was here. What was that? I will never forget that one day. Come yeah. over and you're like, we're drinking wine and we drank a bottle and you go, I got no more wine. I go, let's just go get more. And you go,
Rome's I gotta get upstairs.
I go, oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm a night owl because when baby Rome goes down, Shay Shay comes out.
So she's like, hey, I'm Shay.
Shay's back, baby.
That killed me. I went, oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yep.
She's a mother. But it also, didn't that make you want to have like chickens and like have lamb?
That killed me. It made me want to have a horse.
Oh,
like really bad. Even though there were no horses in the movie.
I've been planting seeds in your head.
You have. I think yep. that's why. But it's just like the vibe of it all was giving very much like there was land and like they should have horses. Mm. But
a few goats, if you will. I would kill for a goat.
I would too. I want some little baby goats.
Oh. I know. I want chickens because you know what? I love a fresh egg, man.
Now, everyone. I know how I will be cracking my eggs for the rest of my life.
Flat surface. Thank you, Elmet.
Two bowls. Because it's easier to fish shells out of one egg than eight.
And him doing that with his daughter. I was sobbing for the last, I think, 45 minutes of that film.
Yeah.
Sobbing.
On and off. I was just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. That was a lot.
And then, you know, what's crazy is, you know, they end the movie with him making eggs with his daughter, just how Almet would do. And I said this, but the most humbling thing is just, why you gotta put a movie that's that sad? And then right when it ends, they go, lights on.
Right. It's so triggering.
I'm like, I'm sorry. It's like when you're at a bar and it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to be out this late. And then the lights go on. You're like, oh my God. It's
like, okay.
Same thing.
Same concept.
It also was, what's that movie I was crying so much at? Iron Fist.
Oh.
Cried like a baby at that movie. Lights on. I was like,
and they do it so fast.
They do it so
fast.
Like,
can you at least give me like at least 3 minutes of credits for me to recover?
Yeah, let me at least read Zac Efron's name.
Yeah, something.
It's the first one.
Something. That was so, like, I can't. And then you look at me and you're like, your tears, like, I had makeup on and it was just like
streaks down your face.
And I was like, I came home and Jackson was like, have you been crying? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, are you still crying? I was like, I don't even know.
You get in the car and you're just like,
I've been thinking about that movie for days after. It was really good.
It was good.
I know. You know, The Substance comes out soon. Or wait, no, The Substance is out.
Oh yeah, I sent you that.
On Amazon.
I don't know how I stumbled upon that. Is it on Amazon?
I don't know.
I stumbled upon it. Oh, because someone I work with, she told me that you can watch it online. So I was like, wait, really?
Yeah.
And then I looked it up and I was like, you can. And I was like, we were saying this, that people are watching it on their screens.
Yep. I knew it the whole time.
And I was like, people are, because it's all over TikTok. And I'm like,
but here's my thing. It's rare that I'll pay $20
for a movie
because we already pay $20 a month for our Regal Unlimited to go free to movies to all the time.
To however many I want.
Right, to however many I want. So for me to pay $20 for a movie at home.
It's like, what am I paying for to be on my TV that I also paid for?
Right. Right.
To eat the popcorn that I also paid for in the house that I paid for?
That's crazy ask. That's a crazy ask. But I will say, if you come over one night, I'd be happy with a split 10.
Okay, so that's the other thing too. I'm like, if it's just me, I'm watching a $20 movie at home. Now, if it's me and a couple other people, it makes the price more reasonable.
You do a little potluck situation.
Yeah.
Get some good food.
Yeah, you make a night out of it. So the $20 feels like something.
Feels like something. It makes me feel something that I'm doing productive things.
I'm doing good with my money.
Doing good things with my money. I don't know, dude. But that will be a watch of next week.
No, we need to watch The Substance. I'm like actually crawling to see that movie.
When are you going out of town?
I leave Wednesday.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know why I'm like freaking out that Thanksgiving's like already here.
I'm also leaving very early.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to be away for a while and that's hard because
what am I gonna do?
I know. What was the last time?
Because you're leaving like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So I'm gonna be gone for like 10 days. I leave Wednesday and then I come back that Friday, I think.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself.
Well, guess what? We're gonna hang out on that weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm gonna FaceTime you.
I know. Honestly, I don't know what I'm gonna be doing.
I don't know what I'm gonna be doing,
dude. I'll be golfing.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Mm. I'm excited for Thanksgiving because I have my whole family coming up from Florida. And
wait, that's so funny. I'm going to Florida. Your family's coming up.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I thought you were going to Pennsylvania.
I know. I'm a Floridian now.
Yeah, you are. Hey, it's a good life.
I can't wait. warm.
Yeah, but my family's coming up and we have like, girl, I have a big family. Let me just tell you. Okay, so we have freaking like 10 people and like 10 kids and we're all staying in this one big cabin and I've never been more excited for a freaking cabin trip.
Cabin trips are fun, especially Thanksgiving. That's what our family did last year.
Yes.
So fun.
So fun because it's like chilly and it's like you can cozy up by the fire. So cozy.
Get a puzzle.
Yeah, get a
get a thousand piece puzzle.
Thousand piece puzzle.
You might want to get a couple because Shay can solve those fast.
Yes, I can. Upside down.
Upside down.
Yes. Not even looking at the picture, babes. I got
no
you.
No picture.
But we also do this like family competition. Do you do that? Oh my God. You're so competitive. Your family is.
We are. Yeah.
So competitive. Well,
wait, what's
do
your family competition?
So we make sure to get a place that has a pool table, like a ping
all
pong
the games.
Table. We do baseball or kickball, depending on what materials we have. And we do like a couple different competitions. And then we like keep a score of like who, you know, wins what. And then we do like,
you make it like a tournament.
A tournament, pretty much. And so we, and then at the end, like whoever wins gets like $20. It's not even like anything,
oh, no.
But it's bragging rights.
It's bragging
for
rights,
sure.
Yeah. You know you won.
Oh, yeah. And you
so
get to bring
else.
It up next Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited because it's like, you just, something about being jam packed in a freaking house with your family. It's chaotic, it's stressful, but it's the most lovely times. You know what I mean?
Well, it's so funny. You're talking about this, and last year we did a little cabin thing in the Poconos, and I had the best time ever, but I also had the flu.
Oh, no.
So the fact that I had the flu and I still had a great time.
Yeah.
Because
it's a cabin.
Is the way to go. I can't imagine if we were doing anything else and I had the flu, I'd be dying. Also, like Shay said, my family is very like competitive and active. We were going on 3-mile hikes and your girl had the flu.
Oh, you're brave.
I was like, it was like my dad, love him. He's the slowest walker of the family.
You're sitting back
I said,
with
I'm
him.
With dad.
Yeah.
I'm with dad. And we're walking. And I'm like, man,
this is harder than I remember.
Oh my God, I can hike and like I get out of breath, but I was like, I feel like I'm dying out here.
Yeah.
And then finally it wasn't until I got home where I was like, oh yeah, no, I definitely had the flu.
Yeah. Like sweating bullets.
No, so I
yeah.
was going in and out of like cold sweats and I was just like, I haven't had a fever in that like in so long.
I forgot what it feels like.
I couldn't remember what it felt like. I was like, oh man, I feel like
yeah.
crap.
Like, is it this hike or like what's going on here?
That's the other thing too. It was like 30 degrees. So
yeah.
I was like sweating and I was like, oh, maybe because it's like cold and I'm like
yeah.
sweating. And no,
oh,
girl,
no.
You had a fever.
You're dying.
You're dying.
A fever. I don't remember the last time I had a freaking fever.
Crazy.
When's the last time I even like held a freaking thermometer to my tongue? Couldn't tell you.
I know. I had to go buy one.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Go into Target or like CVS and you're just like, where are these thermometers?
Yeah, right.
And there's like, there's the ones that go the forehead. And I'm like, no, just the classic.
Yep.
Well, take a minute.
Well, now you have Cash, which is so exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Your nephew. Oh my gosh. Just like, we have so many damn kids in our family. So it's like, it's been super exciting.
Yeah.
But when you bring kids into it, it's a whole new ball game.
I'm just excited to look at them.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
I just like watch, like Callie posts a lot on her story.
Yeah.
And I'll just like watch pictures and videos of him. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to see him.
Cash is her nephew. How old is he now?
7 months.
Oh.
And so like when I look at him, I'm just like,
the first year is so fun because they change so quick.
I would say he looks, I was watching my video when I first met him when I first met him and I was like, oh, he's such a little baby. And then I saw a video of him today and I went, oh my God, he looks so old,
right?
Like he looks like a different
totally
person
different. And then
person
I look from
baby.
When Rome was 7 months till now and I'm like, who was that kid? Who
yeah.
was that?
It's but crazy.
Adding kids into the holidays is so fun. I really just love the holidays. It's like I have mixed feelings about it because it's like I have so much to plan, just so much going on. It's like a very stressful time, but at the same time I'm like, I so look forward to it because I just love seeing my family, love spending time with them. I also love my cousin Noelle, who just cooks the best freaking meals, dude.
It's so funny, I have a cousin Noelle too.
Really?
When was she born?
I have no idea.
No, I was going to say December because my cousin.
December? No, wait. She's born on December 25th.
I was going to say, I don't know her exact birthday, but she's like very close.
Noelle.
So Noelle was how they named her.
Oh, I forget her birthday's on Christmas. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, you're close to Christmas. But
I'm close.
I guess you're far enough away.
So far enough away. Like
where they don't mix.
You're not in the holidays yet. Like,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Yeah. But
where your
she
presence.
Cooks, yeah. Yeah, she cooks great meals, dude. I'm so excited for that.
And I love the food.
I just get to go and be like, oh, I don't have to cook anything.
I don't have to do anything.
Except for maybe the dishes, which I'll take it on. I'll take on the dishes.
Dang.
I know, dude. Brave.
I'm
an adult. I'm 26 now. I'm on my own insurance. I can do the dishes.
I can do the dishes.
At family Thanksgiving.
I can break a plate and be fine.
Does your family like dress up for Thanksgiving?
I think we used to when I was younger, but... I mean, we dress up, but like, we're not like wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
But like, you know, comfy, cozy dress up.
Yeah.
We're not wearing heels.
Yeah.
I definitely used to wear heels though.
My family got matching sweat sets.
I'm jealous. Like, I actually would like to wear a sweat set, but my mom likes to dress up just a little, like leggings and a sweater.
Love.
Some jewelry type vibe.
Love.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I am excited for the holidays with the fam. And yeah, I'm going to miss the shit out of you, though.
I know. I'm going to miss you, too.
It won't feel right.
I might cry.
I may a couple times.
Yeah, I already cried this week. No, I'm joking.
For me?
Yeah. When was the last time we saw each other this
Sunday.
Week? We're
outrageous.
We're so dramatic.
Four days.
I was like sitting here. I was like, when was the last time I saw her?
Outrageous.
And when I have to ask myself that question, it's been too long.
100% agree. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I feel like this is a good transition into the See You Next Tuesday of the Week. Wait,
actually, before we talk about that.
Let's do it.
Did you ever watch Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh my God. Did you see that Lady Gaga is going to be in season two?
What?
Yeah.
Please don't make it a musical.
I was waiting for you to say that because everyone in the comments has been like,
I'm begging you, Lady
please
Gaga.
Please don't sing.
We know you have a great voice already. I promise we know.
Keep it to Spotify.
Keep it to Spotify. Keep it out of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do not change my Wednesday because this was one of my favorite shows of that year.
I love that show.
Loved it. And I can't wait for her to be in it. I just hope she doesn't do her thing.
I also can't believe that they, did they not start filming it or are they filming it? Because I'm like, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And I'm like, I kind of need season two.
Pretty quickly. I'm so sick of everybody taking their damn time with these
Stranger
shows.
Things is taking like 5 years.
Stranger Things continuously takes like 5 years.
They're like, oh, you just got season, what was it, like three or four or whatever?
Yeah.
And they go, see in five.
Yep.
I was like, what?
I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going to be like next week. I wish you would speed it up and let me stay on track.
Yeah. Actually, like literally though, isn't Stranger Things like 2026 or something?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh.
2 years.
It's like another year.
You know what's
so
diabolical? Is
tell me lies.
No. Yes. But no. Every time we start a series that has been, it's taken forever to get into, I always forget what happened, but Jackson doesn't. And so he skips that first replay.
The recap of like the entire
thing.
All seasons combined.
He continuously does that every time. And I'm like, you are not allowed in here anymore, sir. You need to get the hell out of here because who does that? Don't you need a recap?
I always need a recap.
Always.
I don't even care if I remember every single detail. I would like the recap.
Yeah, please and thank you.
Because I know I don't remember everything.
Yeah.
Because it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years. I cannot remember anything. I've got like short-term memory loss.
I have no idea what happened in Stranger Things.
No, I could not tell you. I know that the dad's maybe alive now. I don't remember.
See, I don't even know that.
Let me just.
I just remember the guy playing the guitar solo.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Iconic. Anyway.
I don't even know if that was last season. It could have been the one before.
I don't know. He's gone.
Did he die? Oh, yeah, he did die.
He did die. Sorry. Brother. Ooh. But that was a great character.
He was great. I think I fell in love with him a little bit.
I did too.
Which I didn't think I would.
He was so quirky cute. Okay, so I would love to hear this week. See you next Tuesday. I'm on the edge of my seat. So excited.
Let me find my phone. Am I a see you next Tuesday for not telling my husband's family that I speak their language? My husband, Peter, 29 male, and I, 27 female, have been married for about 3 years. We have one child together, and I was pregnant with our second. I'm Western Canadian, while he is from Germany. We lived in Canada for a long time, but because of inflation, moving back to Germany seemed like a better option for us. We bought a nice house in Hanover, where Peter is from. The day after our flights to Germany, we all visited Peter's family. This was the second time I have seen them. The first was at our wedding. They greeted us and brought us inside the house, fussing over my son. We had dinner and soon we left the house wanting to settle into our new home. We visited Peter's family often for the next few months, but I had started to realize that they would sometimes speak about me in German. They would make rude comments about my hair or my makeup, question my fashion choices, and overall were just kind of unkind to me. They also said mean things about my pregnant belly, which I was already insecure about. I ended up talking to my husband about this. I told him that I didn't like the way that they were treating me. I said that I hated how my every choice was judged. He told me that he would talk to his family. The next time that we went to his parents' house, there was no more mean comments For about 3 months, it was like nothing ever happened. I gave birth to a perfect baby girl that we named Lilith. Peter's family was very upset when they heard the name. If you didn't know, Lilith means ghost or of the night. We didn't pick this name because of its meaning, but because it is a name that every girl in my family has had for many years. My middle name is Lilith, along with my mom's and my grandma's and even my great-grandma's. For a while, I didn't visit my in-laws. I didn't want to hear them talk about how I shouldn't have named my daughter Lilith. But yesterday, we saw them again. It was my mother-in-law's birthday. As soon as we showed up, things started to go badly. Everybody wanted to hold Lilith, which made my mother-in-law upset because people weren't paying attention to her and made me overwhelmed. I didn't want people to hold her. I was going through a pretty bad postpartum depression and it was still pretty early to see people. I let people look at her, but declined when anyone asked to hold her. During dinner, I heard my sister-in-law talking to my mother-in-law in German. I heard her complaining about how she couldn't hold my baby. My sister-in-law even had the audacity to call me, and I quote, a fat, ugly, hokey addict. I turned to my sister-in-law and mother-in-law and told them off in German. I basically said that I have always known what they have said about me, but calling me names was the last straw. I also mentioned how I have known German for almost my whole life. The table instantly blew up. People were yelling at me because apparently this was all my fault. I left with Peter and we haven't talked to him since. So am I a see you next Tuesday?
Duh, no.
No.
That's outrageous.
Isn't that crazy?
See, if I knew another language, I'd do that same damn thing.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, yeah, I would actually, shiz, throat.
Always.
I would actually probably keep it to myself, too. I'd be like, this is my little secret. And also, you just get to know people. Like, if you're going to speak
better.
About me in a different language like that, then.
Well, I think, I mean, I don't think that it's rude to speak like your native language in front of people, but in a way that's gossipy like that,
yeah,
it feels a little rude in the first place for you to like lean over to your mother-in-law and just happen to say something in German. It just feels a little bit like, oh, you must be talking about me. You know what I mean?
Well, especially in the sense where it's like your in-laws.
Yeah. I mean, I would be so intimidated by that if I didn't know the language because I would just be constantly like, oh, I don't know, I don't know.
No, you
know?
Literally.
So to know that and then get confirmation that they were just flat out talking crap about you, that is so annoying. Why are people so icky and mean?
I know. I was like, dang. Also, like, to talk about a pregnant lady's belly, like, what? That's
horrific.
That's crazy. Like, she's pregnant.
With your family.
With your literal blood.
Ew.
I know. And then also, what's a hokey addict?
Couldn't tell you. A hokey sounds something that's not probably good.
Are we saying something bad right now that we don't know?
Actually, I take it back.
I said, what's a hokey addict? And I was like, I don't really.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because when I hear hokey, I hear hokey pokey.
Yeah.
She's a hokey pokey addict.
Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't be good.
But she was insulted enough to blow up the entire mother-in-law's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, good for her.
Which I kind of love. I was
kind of
like,
love. But why would you get mad at her? Why is it anything her fault? That's what I don't get. Because she didn't say that she spoke your language?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. So they're like blaming her, being like, well, this is your fault. Like, if you just told us you spoke our language, we wouldn't talk about you.
Around, well,
in front
God.
Of your face.
Thank God.
I know. I was like,
idiots.
Yeah, I'm like, that's literally like, yeah.
It's deflecting. Just like, it's deflecting. Own it. Oh, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you did just hear me call you a hokey addict, and I apologize. Like, damn. How are you going to turn this back on her?
I know. It's kind of crazy. They're like, oh, I can't believe you didn't tell us. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, well, also, like, you clearly don't know her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could probably figure that out.
I
don't know. Just get to know people. And then you're like, oh, my God, you speak a different language? What language do you speak? Mm-hmm. German. My whole life.
Yeah, my whole life. Thank crazy. You. That is crazy. But good for her for having, you know, I guess the...
Let me tell you, I could never.
Oh, no. I couldn't.
The way I would peacefully be called a hokey addict.
And just be like, cry myself to
put
sleep.
A smile on my face and then get in the car and cry.
Yeah. No, that sounds... I mean, if it's been going on for that long, I'd eventually blow up. I think that I can't probably have a short temper if it's like,
yeah,
about me or my kids. Girl, I'll come at you.
I think I would I think I would blow. I think I would blow up at one point, or I would just be like, no. Every instant that I'd have to go see my in-laws, I'd be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I just, I don't, I'd become avoidant.
I don't care. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about your mother's birthday. She called me a, she called me lots of names.
She called me a hokey addict.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm hard pass
that. I need to Google that.
I do too. We probably are saying something bad. We need to do.
Is it like but, a German thing?
Probably. But yeah, but I think, I mean, I wouldn't blow up necessarily, but her speaking their language, like, I would just respectfully be like, oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
In German.
In German. And then, like, everybody be like, ah, because you know. The floor. That would be, like, self-control, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, yeah, you big idiots, I know exactly what you guys have been saying. I'm on you. I'm on your radar. Because you're on my radar.
Yeah. 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 Because you also know, right when she started speaking German, everyone's faces went from, like,
oh,
like, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's badass.
Like, they're just, and then they're like,
oh, I'm almost shut my mouth now.
They said, oh, and you know, they probably got beet red.
Oh, I know. And then they're like, well, this is your fault.
It's your fault for not telling us you speak German.
Dude, shut up.
Shut your mouth. Shut up.
And then I'd get up and walk away.
And I'd say bye in German, whatever that is. I'd suddenly just speak fluent German to them. There would be no more English.
No more, yeah. No, I would remind them every time I saw them, which would be scarce. So, yeah. Hard pass. What is it up with all these mother-in-laws? Half of these stories we told, mother-in-law being crazy.
Or they're possessed on the ceiling.
I was going to say that. That was out of pocket.
There is literally no in between. I feel like I could have found another one that was in that realm, but I just was like, I need to get a normal one in here.
That was a good normal one, but also mother-in-law's chill out. Like, I, hearing all these stories, I will refuse to be that mother of the son, I guess.
Like, a certain type of person that is like that, and you're not that type of person.
That's true. No, yeah. I'm chill like that.
I feel like they're... She's chill.
I'm chill like that, you know? Anyways, I mean, I feel like next week will be fun because we will be debriefing the actual birthday party.
I'll let you know what animal I am.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I will let you know how I survived because I definitely plan on popping some champagne.
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 In the limo.
And in putt-putt.
And putt-putt.
But it'll be iconic. I can't wait. And I can't wait to tell you guys about it because I love updating you guys. And if you want to give us the little outro, Shan.
I know. It's like riding a bike at this point.
Yep.
Don't fright.
Oh, is it? It's a bicycle.
I almost said don't frighten. Don't frighten yourself.
Don't fret.
Don't fret. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Leave 5 stars on Spotify if you haven't already.
We have 13 now, I will tell.
I know, my mom's one of them.
Yes.
Karen coming through. Yes.
Iconic.
I think that's all. Yeah. DM us. Our DMs are always open. Tell us a story. Tell us you love us. Don't say you hate us. Keep that to yourself.
Niceness only. But we love you.
We do love you.
Thanks for tuning in and for engaging. You guys always make us feel so good and special. So we love you so much. And with that, we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.